State Fair opens. It's going to be here through August 19th. Officials expect up to 1 million people to visit. Last year, they had about 900,000. Now, for the first time, everyone coming into the fair is going to go through a stand-up metal detector. They're saying they're doing that for safety concerns.
Good.
Officials say that this is just one more way of keeping everyone safe. They had, like, Homeland Security in yesterday checking all the rides and
good.
All that stuff right there.
I appreciate that.
It's going to be really cool. I'm glad they're doing all that work there to make sure we are safe and having a good time. Gen Con is also underway at the Indiana Convention Center. More than 500 exhibitors with an estimated 19,000 different events will be going on throughout the Circle City. This year's convention celebrates 25 years of the world phenomenon, Alex's favorite game, Magic the Gathering.
Those guys are so hot.
I'm telling you right now, you should go out there. It's a really fun time. Gen Con, by the way, is the longest running gaming convention in the world. It's 51 years old and 15 years in Indianapolis, so that's cool. Mm. Apple became America's first $1 trillion company yesterday.
That is nuts.
Dang, make that money. When their stock passed $207.05, if you invested $10,000 in Apple back when the Mac came out in 1984, you would be worth $3.8 million. Just that one investment right there.
Insane.
Why doesn't anybody ever come to me like, hey, Joe, I got a good investment for you? Like, nobody does that. Like, I would do that for somebody.
You would?
For sure. I'm like, Alex, hey, you want to get in with this? This is a good investment. I'm just saying, God, that'd be awesome.
Yeah.
What's your excuse for speeding? Because I know you've both been pulled over for not being the best behind the wheel.
Late for work.
When I'm listening to good music, I just catch myself speeding.
Like, what's good music? You're like, oh, crap, I'm going too fast. Is it like a rock song or is it rap? What
Cheryl
is it?
Crow.
Anything.
This cut is the deepest.
Justin Bieber.
Oh, okay. Yeah, when you get that baby on there, I'm like, listen, officer. No, well, this is interesting. Minnesota police handed out 16,000 speeding tickets during a two-week crackdown back in July, and some of the drivers had some pretty good excuses. One of the drivers was caught doing 99 miles per hour, was making a frantic run for the border.
Ooh.
Yeah, he was trying to make it to Taco Bell before they closed.
Oh.
I mean, have we not been there before?
Well, I haven't, but I know you have.
Oh, my God. Every day of my life. Another was clocked doing 45 in a 35 zone because he just borrowed a cake pan and was excited to get home and start cooking.
Well, that's an interesting excuse. I mean, yeah. We have all been there, had a sweet tooth craving.
And then a driver cruising along at 75 miles per hour said he was just being cool. Literally, he said, trying to get air in the truck since the AC is broken.
That, I believe. I would let that one have a free pass.
Yeah, I was going to say, I would let that guy off.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got to get you two in law enforcement. All right, I mentioned this a second ago. This is just incredible. A black woman named Erica Conway, who lives in Seattle, recently needed a new password for her online account with her utility company. And the temporary password they emailed her was, any guess?
No.
No, it wasn't no. Liv, you got a guess?
Yes.
It wasn't yes. They emailed her the N-word. Now, it did have A at the end, so I don't know if that makes it better. But
yikes.
Yeah, the N-word, like the N-word that I will never say. That was her temporary password.
Were there any numbers?
No numbers.
That's bizarre. That seems
like a person
fake.
Did it. Yeah, not like a either. Yeah, either she's making it up.
Erica said, no, this is real. Erica, they've proven all this. Erica says she was shocked, but when she called the company, the woman she talked to said passwords are automatically generated.
No way.
And they probably didn't screen out that word because, quote, no one uses that word anymore. Puget Sound Energy or whatever they are wound up apologizing, but they swear it was random computer-generated mistake, and they say from now on they're going to make sure their passwords are a mix of letters and numbers. You think that might be a good idea?
Yeah, but password generators usually, like, they have a filter. They know not to give you, like,
they're
you know, a four-letter word, you know, so to speak, or something like that. So you would think
they're
that in that list... Yeah, in that list, they should have had that word in there. That's just nuts.
They're saying theirs didn't. I mean, if humans did it, I believe anything's possible.
I think a human did it. I don't think it was a machine accident.
Yeah, I agree.
Because there's no way.
I don't understand, like, unless it's a really racist machine.
Yeah.
I mean, come on, dude. You got to move past that. And our final story today, kind of cool right here. The video's up online on the Need to Know News blog. A dad in Baton Rouge was at a grocery store on Sunday with his 17-year-old son, who's autistic and kind of has a hard time being out in public. Then a 20-year-old employee did something which is just absolutely incredible. Might seem like a small gesture, but what a great thing he did. Jordan Taylor, the employee, noticed the kid, was watching him stock shelves, and he could just tell he kind of wants to help me, doesn't he? So we asked him to, and then for 30 minutes, he showed the kid how to do it. They were doing the milk, they were stacking the orange juice, and he was really patient with him. And it turns out that was a very big deal for the kid and for this dad who got it all on video. In the footage, you even hear the dad say, "Wow, this is like a miracle." The kid's older sister posted a couple of videos on Facebook, and in the second one, the dad asked Jordan, "Where do you go to school?" And he says, "Well, man, I finished high school a couple of years ago, and you know, have not really been able to start college yet." So, and this is the only thing I love about the internet, because there's so much crap on there, the sister actually started a GoFundMe page to help him with tuition to pay for college. In the first day, people donated over 50 grand.
And I
just checked it. It's up over $90,000 now.
Awesome.
So if he wants to, he's going to college. She and her mom are both special education teachers, and now she's hoping Jordan thinks about pursuing it too, because obviously, he's got a gift.
Yes, that is. I love that video. I saw that and it just brought tears to my eyes. It's so sweet.
Yeah. Well, you can check that out. If you've not seen it, make sure you go to RadioNowIndeed.com.